Google and Apple loosen their grips on in-app payments. A little. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Google and Apple have been slow to relinquish the hefty commissions they charge on app payments. Developers have been pushing for alternatives to the payment systems run by those tech giants in the hopes that they could save some money. In South Korea, Google is now required to let app makers do just that. But Google will still take almost the same commission. Instead of, in some cases, 30% of revenue, it will charge developers 26%. In the U.S., Spotify reached an agreement with Google to charge subscribers through a non-Google system for a smaller fee than usual. No word yet on how much smaller. So, will these changes actually spur the competition that's intended? Eric Seufert is an independent analyst with the website Mobile Dev Memo. He said such small tweaks might not be worth that much.
So no, it's not a lot, right? And, you know, the other thing to consider is that, you know, just because Apple reduces or Google reduces these platform fees by some percentage, whatever platform is used to facilitate these transactions is going to take a fee too, right? So for instance, in the US, Stripe takes 3%. Well, if the fee reduction was 3%, but you have to pay 3% to Stripe, you're not actually winning anything. And you're also creating a much more convoluted checkout process, right? So the developer wouldn't win anything. The developer ultimately wouldn't gain anything. They'd lose a lot of money by doing this.
Is there a discount big enough that it would make a real impact?
It would have to be very, very large, right? So I wrote a piece about this back in August called Is App Store Regulation Too Little Too Late? And I wrote this because a bipartisan bill called the Open App Markets Act was introduced in the Senate. And it would impose new rules on the operation of app stores and specifically around like payments processing, right? And I said, you know, look, this kind of regulation, it's probably not going to have much of an effect now because the winners have won. And I think the time just to impose that regulation would have been many years ago in the kind of formative years of the app ecosystem. But I think at this point, consumers are so trained to use the native process. And it's also just so much more convenient than any alternative process ever could be. Even if you eliminated the platform fee for off-platform payments, I don't think developers would utilize it.
So it sounds like you're saying that these reduced commissions are probably not enough to make a difference. But is there something significant about just the very fact that governments are forcing these app stores to open up? Is this a start?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think a really interesting development was Spotify announced that it had entered into a partnership with Google, whereby it would offer alternative payments within its app. My sense is that that program offers a much more meaningful discount than just a 4%. So I think Google is doing that to preempt the Digital Markets Act, right? Which is basically the text of that has been approved in the European Parliament. And the Digital Markets Act does regulate the treatment of payments within mobile platform stores. So my sense is they recognize, hey, the wind is blowing in this direction. We should preempt this. We should get ahead of this. And we should be ready when this regulation does go into effect.
Analyst Eric Seufert runs the trade blog Mobile Dev Memo. And now for some related links. You can check out that piece Eric Seufert wrote back in August about the bipartisan Open App Markets Act that Congress is considering, which he said could be too little too late. He tied in new developments in app tracking transparency, which he said have actually made small developers even more reliant on Google and Apple. Because they can't use targeted advertising, they depend even more on discovery in the app stores. And Apple CEO Tim Cook weighed in on regulation efforts like the Open App Markets Act. In a keynote speech at a privacy conference in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, Cook, according to the Washington Post, argued that opening up the App Store would, quote, undermine the privacy and security the brand is known for. And Apple has shown elsewhere it's not giving up without a fight and a lot of spending. When Dutch regulators required the company to offer alternative payments for dating apps in December, Apple failed to come up with a proposal that satisfied regulators, which cost the company 5 million euros a week for a total of 50 million. For comparison, Apple made almost $35 billion in profits just last quarter. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.